Jim, game two in the wings here as the Little Giants, again, a 5-1 record, 2-1 in the conference, will take on East Peoria. They are 1-2 coming into the action tonight. And, again, as we take a look at more on our pregame show and live here tonight from Alice Ingersoll. Jim, they are 3-3, 1-2 in the Midlothian Conference. Welcome in to our pregame show. It's brought to you by the Graham Health System. Shop the Graham Thrift Shop, 175 South Main. All proceeds remain local. And East Peoria missing a couple of players. One of their more important ones, Cole Morton, stayed home. He's been ill for the last couple of days, Bobby.
Yeah, I work with his dad. He works in the same department that I do. And he had told me on Wednesday that he wasn't feeling well and hadn't been to school. And then I talked to him this morning, and he's like, I just want to let you know first thing, Cole's not coming. Cole's barely been out of bed the entire week. And he goes, when he doesn't get up to eat pizza, you know something's wrong. So we wish him the best. Hope he gets quick, you know, heal quick.
And they have another player out too as well, right?
Yeah, D-Guard's out. He's got a boot on his right foot. So I don't know if it's a foot or an ankle. Actually, it's left one.
Yep, a left one there. He's the 6'8 senior. So he is missing. So a couple of really two of their big scoring and difference makers in their lineup are absent. But this should not detract from the play that this Little Giant team had, the strides that they have made coming in at 5-1, a nice win at home last Saturday against Metamora, 52-41. They beat Pekin, back-to-back Ws last weekend. One of the key things now, a lot of the pieces are coming into play. They're buying into what Coach Jay Murphy, Coach McCullum are teaching defensively. And I think it's first and foremost that they're taking pride in that defense, and then they're starting to shoot the basketball and play well offensively as well, too.
It's definitely a collective effort on both ends of the court, and I think the improvements from the Turkey tournament till now are definitely shown, you know, throughout the last few games. And, you know, East Peoria might not be at full strength, but, you know, they're going to battle on the court regardless, and the Little Giants be up to the task for sure.
Take a look at other games tonight. Morton is at Pekin, Washington at Dunlap, Metamora, Limestone, and here from Alice Ingersoll, Jim, it is East Peoria at Canton. More coming up. Pre-game show is brought to you by the Graham Health System. Shop the Graham Thrift Shop, 175 South Main in Canton. They fix, again, they have all proceeds that remain local. Quick timeout. Back here in 90 seconds.
When you buy a vehicle, you want it all, right? Great deals and excellent service. Then go to Art Hosler Auto Plaza in Canton today. Hosler's offers the largest selection of new and pre-owned vehicles in the area. The professional and friendly sales and service staff will make sure you get it all when you purchase your vehicle at Hosler's. Customer satisfaction is number one, and they won't be undersold. Don't settle for less. Get it all. Visit Art Hosler Auto Plaza, 2000 North Main in Canton today.
Lozier Oil in Farmington is a proud sponsor of area high school sports. Good luck to all participating student athletes and coaches. The staff at Lozier Oil are very proud of you. Lozier Oil supplies high-quality mobile lubricants to the trucking and farming industry. Their products keep your valuable machines running better year after year. Lozier Oil knows they need to earn your business every day for service that can't be beat. Call Lozier Oil today, 245-4846. That's 245-4846 for Lozier Oil Company in Farmington.
At Davis Buick GMC, we are devoted to delivering outstanding customer service while helping you find that new or used Buick or GMC vehicle. Whether you are looking to purchase or lease, we invite you to come in and let our sales assist you and your family in finding the right Buick Enclave or LaCrosse. Or how about a GMC Sierra or Acadia? They are all here. We also offer full parts or service department that is second to none. Davis Buick GMC, 2051 North Main, Canton, 647-1212, where the customer is our business.
Again, the Canton Little Giants, and again coming in, lost a couple of players, of course, a year ago, Zach Sprecher, Bradley Henser, Peyton Mulligan, a couple of things, and Peyton is one of those players that I think he was kind of the good catalyst between all the players. He kept everybody kind of loose. He had an opportunity there, and I think you got a couple of different players here who have, again, taken this game a little bit more serious this season. Lucas Ketchum has come on fire. He's played well offensively, rebounding. Cooper Smith came on the scene, and everybody didn't exactly what we were going to get out of him, but we see that he is a lot of every phase. He's a terrific player, and everybody becomes a better player around him. And you see greatness always really has that ripple effect in regards to that. Everybody else is buying to it. We're getting a few people back for our football. We're getting some legs back. a lot of different pieces with this lineup. And you got Luke Randall who'll come in and he'll do some things offensively, rebounding defensively. Got Kago, a lot of guys contributing this, and Clay Schrader, a couple of those different guys. But again, a pretty good, nice little unit. They really do complement one another in a lot of different phases.
They do, and you know, and for me, it all starts with the guard play. And I think what you look at what Kao is doing and Garrett Brandt's doing, you know, Garrett's always tipped it up offensively. He's more involved in the perimeter game, which what that does, open things up for everybody else. And I think with Kao, he's shown the ability to beat the press. He can do it on his own. He can distribute the basketball. And one thing you don't really count for him a lot about, or gets talked about a lot, he plays pretty aggressive defense at the point of attack.
In the Thanksgiving tournament, the Little Giants beat East Peoria 53-47, Cooper Smith 19, and again, Garrett Brandt had 17, but a big first half for the Little Giants in that game, and that has been really a key plus for us, getting off to a good positive starts and creating a lot of opportunities scoring-wise. And now it's just knocking down those shots, being a little bit more confident, and, again, doing it defensively as well. You got B.J. McCollum, who, again, is teaching a lot of the man-to-man principles and those type of things. And, again, if they have to, they can always go back to some of the zone. But, again, I think they would like to kind of stay with it. And right now the depth thing is a key thing too, Bob. And I think that's one of the things that will be one of the game difference changers in this game here tonight with, again, more depth and people able to score. I think we have a lot of pieces to contributing. I look for Clay Schrader to make, I saw him a couple of different practices this week and looking a little bit more agile and a bit more fluid out there, and hopefully that he'll be able to contribute. Then we're going to be really tough. We'll get a couple, three people can have that ability to score.
I just want to see Clay not let the emotions get the best of him. You know, it's nice to be aggressive and intense and involved in the game, but I think when one thing doesn't go his way or he gets maybe an unjust foul called against him, he seems to get frustrated, and that totally takes him out of his game. He has to stay involved both ends of the court. I think for him to be key, Leon, is making that first shot.
This is really, you take a look at the schedule for the Little Giants, final one before we get to the McComb Holiday Tournament. And so you
long
got,
break.
Yep, you got a long break, and then we'll open up on the 28th at 9 a.m. against Abington Avon. And again, that'll be a tough first round game, and of course we'll have coverage at the McComb Tournament on that 28th. We'll have a 9 o'clock game. We'll also have the 1 o'clock game, Monmouth-Roseville, Lewistown. Then we'll be at 4 o'clock, Illini Bluffs, Brown County, McComb-Farmington at 6:30, so our first day at Western Hall. That'll be on the 28th. Our next broadcast will be coming up tomorrow night. We have Farmington playing host to Illini Bluffs tomorrow night, 6:30. That's the start time tomorrow night. We'll be on the air around 6:15, pregame on CD Country 107.9 FM. More coming up on the pregame show. We'll get Bob's keys to the game. Still waiting as the Little Giants will take on East Peoria tonight here from Alice Ingersoll Gym. Pregame show is brought to you by the Graham Health System. Shop the Graham Thrift Shop at 175 South Main. All proceeds remain local. Take a minute break. Back here for a pause on our pregame show. Little Giants take on East Peoria. Back in a minute.
What's smart? That's smart. Introducing That's Smart, a new brand that allows you to save money. From household items to pantry staples, you'll find a wide range of products throughout the store. It's the smart way to save. That's smart.
Be smart. Visit your Canton Hy-Vee today for the new That's Smart groceries. The smart way to save. Only available at your Canton Hy-Vee, 825 North Main Street.
Want the fastest internet service in Canton? Contact Mid-Century Fiber today. Incredible speeds at incredible prices. Go to fiberfastnow.com. Check out the Lock in Your Price for Life offering and pricing. Then fill out the form to be part of the Faster Than Fast Fiberhood. Call 778-8611 and Mid-Century Fiber will guide you through the process. Bring Mid-Century Fiber to your neighborhood. Fill out the form at fiberfastnow.com.
Back here to Alice Ingersoll Gym, and any time that you don't have game officials on site, this is the holding pattern right now.
Yeah, I know. I knew I hadn't seen any.
And we were talking with the one official who came early, and he had the wrong game. He headed down for a JV game to be played at 5:30, and he actually worked the first game, and we do have a couple of different officials that are already still here, and I don't know if they, by weather, maybe they got delayed or something in regards to it, just a scheduling issue. They got the kind of the wrong people set for this game, but we do now see a couple of the officials here as we get ready for basketball. So the officials do arrive on the scene here tonight. BW, when you take a look at the game against East Peoria, and this is always, you know, it's one of those great rivalry games. And back in the day, we're talking about in the 90s and the early part when we first kind of started doing our broadcast. Yeah, we used to see these guys in our Thanksgiving tournament, and then we'd see them a couple of times during, you know, during the regular, when you talk about during the conference season, and then sometimes in the regional, we've seen them, you know, two or three times, sometimes, you know, those type of things. But it's always been a long-time rivalry, East Peoria and Canton. It always brings the best out of both these schools.
It does, and I think it doesn't really matter what sport, you know, we're talking about when it comes to these two schools. You know, both of them wants to pound the you-know-what out of each other, and it shows a lot. I mean, you're going to see tonight a lot of defense, a lot of physicality, bodies diving for loose balls, just tenacious basketball, which is both these schools' styles.
One of the things that we didn't mention, we, of course, with Cole Morton missing, Teagarden missing, a player to watch is, again, Braden Weber, again, 6'3", senior. He played well in the Thanksgiving tournament. They also have Brock Crippen. So they do have a couple of the other pieces, Brandon Pate. They're trying to mix in, again, as one of the guards. So that's one of the things they're still trying to look at, again, some of the more scoring opportunities. You take a look at their schedule, and, again, they open up. They, again, beat the IVC here in our tournament, 48-38. Edged out Delavan, 51-50. Again, lost to Canton, 53-47. Then in the Midlani, East Peoria laid on an 81-49 whipping of East Peoria. East Peoria came right back, beat Dunlap, 61-54. And then Pekin beat East Peoria, 56-46. Last couple of games, though, Cole Morton's had 19 and 21-point kind of games. So they will not have the services of, again, their outstanding, again, their junior tonight here for East Peoria. Getting ready for the presentation of the colors, we step aside, and that is our pregame show for Little Giant Basketball. It's brought to you by the Graham Health System. Shop the Graham Thrift Shop, 175 South Main. All proceeds remain local. Back here after the colors, while the starting lineups and the tip tonight from Ellisinger Saw Jim on a nasty weather night here in Central Illinois. Back after this two-minute timeout.
Basketball is as Chicago as hot dogs with no ketchup. Extra and it's watching each game with the TV sound turned down and the radio turned all the way up.
Wade on the right side, and Wade is feeling it.
This is D-Wade. Listen to every Chicago Bulls game here.
Three. Double bam. Oh, it's raining threes.
On the WLS Chicago Bulls radio network.
Bam.
The new home of the Chicago Bulls.
Your home for the Chicago Bulls only on AM 1560 and FM 93.7 WBYS.
Perkins Seat House in Canton, Havana, and Jacksonville is your Husqvarna outdoor power equipment headquarters. Whether you need a Husqvarna chainsaw, weed trimmer, leaf blower, push or zero-turn mower, Perkins Seat House is your only stop for incredible deals. At Perkins, you can trade in your old equipment towards your purchase of new equipment, and their service department will keep all your Husqvarna equipment in top working condition. The best deals and the best service. That's why Perkins Seat House is your Husqvarna power equipment headquarters. Perkins Seat House in Canton, Havana, and Jacksonville. Check out the deals today.
Are you dealing with pain, weakness, recovering from surgery, or just can't do the things you'd like to be able to do? Hi, I'm Adam Haynes, owner and operator of Haynes Physical Therapy in Canton. The solution to your problem may not be far away. At my clinic, you'll get a fresh perspective, professional courtesy, and compassionate service. Call today at 357-5470. Check us out on Facebook or on our website at HaynesPhysicalTherapy.com. Your best chance for recovery may begin right here. Haynes Physical Therapy. Build on a solid foundation.
This sports broadcast is brought to you in part by Farm King, the family store with more for hunting season. Find bows and cases, tree stands, ammo, guns, blinds, targets, archery accessories, and more for every outdoorsman this season. The largest selection of archery and hunting gears at Farm King in Monmouth, Canton, Galesburg, Macomb, Kewaunee, and Burlington. So if you need to add gun accessories, calls or decoys, knives, traps, or rain gear to your collection, shop Farm King and make them your official hunting headquarters. Farm King, the family store with more for the outdoorsman and hunting season.
Back here we get ready for the starting lineups. BW keys the game. A little chance. How do we stay on the winning mode here tonight?
I think it's offensively to keep everybody involved. You know, I think we're a much better team when we can rely on three and four kids to score any given time. I think defensively, we can't allow East Peoria any second-chance opportunities. So that comes down to rebounding for sure.
Advanced Rehab and Sports Medicine in Canton bring you our starting lineups tonight. Throughout the year, call 649-1572 for a free injury screen. They fix sports injuries. Lineup 5'11 senior Brandon Pate will start tonight. Also start 6'4 and a senior Brock Crippen. Also a starting lineup tonight, Elijah Bennett, a 5'11 sophomore. Also 6'3 and a senior, Braden Weber. And starting tonight will be 6'2 and a senior, Grant Hagedorn. As we mentioned, they're missing the likes of Cole Morton, who remains sick, and Jacob Teagarden, who's wearing the boots tonight, so he will not be as part of their lineup tonight. Matt Wright in his fifth year. Again, they are an enrollment of 1,011, the Raiders of East Peoria. Folks are on their feet tonight, folks who are unable to make it because of the nasty weather, and our starting lineup tonight for the Canton Little Giants, head coach Jay Murphy in his fourth year. Little Giants come in at 5-1, 2-1 in the Mid-Illini Conference. A year ago, we already surpassed. Tonight, we can do that with the most wins we've had in the last 2 years. 5 years, we had five a year ago, and in 2014-4. So tonight, with a win, we can surpass that. Tonight, a 6-foot junior, Evan Otto, gets to start tonight. Also, a 6'2 sophomore, Garrett Brent for the Canton Little Giants. Also, Cooper Smith, 6'3 junior for the Canton Little Giants, decked out in their right trimmed in purple tonight here at home. Also a start tonight is 5'9 and a sophomore guard, Caleb Owens. And KO gets the start tonight. And the big guy in the middle, 6'7, it's the senior, Lucas Ketchum for the Canton Little Giants. Jay Murphy assisted by B.J. McCullum, Cody Myers, and Ken Brent. And again, Jay Murphy in his fourth year as the head coach for the Canton Little Giants. This will be the last before they stop before the Christmas break for the Little Giants here at home tonight against East Peoria. But again, Otto, Brent, KO, and you also have in the lineup tonight, again, Lucas Ketchum for the Canton Little Giants and Cooper Smith. 8 minutes on the clock. Again, maroon and trimmed in light gold is the East Peoria colors. Tip controlled in the back. Kip Crippen. They'll handle as they cross the timeline. Bennett holds up the palm. Run the first, again, play of the offense here. They attack off the right baseline. Wing pass between the circle. Top of the key. Now it goes to Hagedorn.
Man-to-man for the little guy.
Yep. Bennett guards out there, KO. Guards
Tate.
Nice job there defending and not allowing him to get the ball in the paint. They motion in the perimeter. They screen. Bank shot no good on their side. Track down. Otto, nice job. A touch pass, and it goes off East Peoria. Nice save there by Evan Otto to begin the game here at the 7:29 mark. Student body still on their feet as the Little Giants home tonight. And then Tuesday night, the girls are at Morton, and then we'll have our games at Macomb Holiday Tournament beginning of the 28th. Otto, quick pass, skips it to the near side here. Ketchum is wide open. Now reverses it. Kago kicks it out. Evan Otto, and a shot goes in and out, no good. Cooper Smith grabs it. Quick pass underneath. Ketchum couldn't find the pass. He lost it, and then flings the shot up. It didn't go down. Cooper still pounding the board. The ball knocked out of his hands. Last touch by East Peoria.
Well, we are aggressive after the basketball.
One of the things, you know, and I'll tell you what, made the skip pass, we had a guy wide open, point blank. And here at the 7:01 mark, Smith looks to go inbounds. Garrett Brent pulls the trigger, and we're underway.
That's what you call a second chance opportunity, Leon.
Little Giants on a Brent three. Leads it here at the 6:51 mark. And again, after that man-to-man KO, they jump out front here against Bennett. Good job there. Everybody swarms the basketball. They get the dribble off this left side to Hagedorn. Covered up defensively down the lane. Little hop, skip, and a layup by Crippen.
That's what he does.
That's kind of that mini-Euro step there. 3-2. Again, Canton with that lead after the field goal by Crippen.
Wide open.
Off the baseline, Otto. Short corner. Ketchum looking. off the left wing. Threw it up, and Canton gets it, almost a turnover. Now it's Cooper Smith. KO dribbles in. Bounce pass. Grant. That's a Garrett Brandt covered up to this near side. High post is Ketchum. Otto flares off to the left side. KO. Now he pulls the trigger, and good. KO. Attaboy. If they back off of you and they dare you, you better shoot it and knock it down. They do a pair of three, 6-2.
Because next time you use a head fake, they come out after you. You can beat them off the dribble for a layup.
So a couple of threes in the lane.
That was Pate laying
on. Pate with a field goal in the middle of the lane there. You can't allow that to do.
He will attack the basket every chance he gets.
Now they double in the half court here. Swings the pass, overthrew Ketchum.
And you overthrew Lucas. You're overthrowing somebody.
Turnover by the Little Giants is their first of the game. We're at the 5:39 mark. Settling in, we hope that the roads won't be too bad for the travel for East Peoria going home or anybody else will be traveling late tonight. Again, here it's 6-4, 5:30 of the first period. Bennett out between the circle to Crippen against the man-to-man of Little Giants. Weber gives the ball up off the far corner of the dribble. Again, good job by KO. Fending against Pate there. That's Bennett for a three. Top of the key. It rims in and out. No good. KO fights for it against Pate. And again, it's off of...
To be off of us.
Of Canton, I think, KO.
It was off him.
He flung it. Went out of bounds.
He was trying to find a body to throw it off of.
So East Peoria and Brandon Pate, the senior, will inbound in this near corner, right near the student section, looking to get the ball sideline. They do. Quick touch pass, Hagedorn to Pate. And again, don't let him beat you along the baseline. Swings the pass, and Cooper Smith intercepts it. To turn over by East Peoria. That's their first. Cooper Smith sends it to Brandt. He's covered up. They closed out his shot attempt. Brandt. Got to be able in that receiving mode. What I talk about in practice this week, Bob, getting your feet and everybody in shooting
position.
Down the lane, KO took the little left-handed shot, no good. East Peoria falls on the floor. He slid, but no travel call. Here's Bennett across the timeline for EP. Off to the right wing. Hagedorn wanted to pull the trigger. Now Crippen will. Rimmed it, no good. Now the pack comes Cooper Smith. Glides between traffic, back out front. We're at 4:29. Little Giants in a 6-4 lead. Far corner. Nice move by Evan. Back up on the middle of the lane. Intended for Ketchum. Threw it by him. A turnover by Canton. That's a pair.
Nice
and again,
job.
A steal. KO. Again, little head fake. Nice job by KO.
Nice job, KO.
Now he's getting into the act. 5 points in this game. A steal. And a conversion by the Little Giants. 8-4. Little Giants lead against EP. 4-12. Canton takes the timeout with 4:12 of the first period. Middle Illinois basketball here on WBYS, back in 30 seconds.
Welcome to Davis Ford, your local Ford dealer in Canton, Illinois. On behalf of our entire staff, we would like to welcome you. Whether you are looking for a new Ford car, crossover, SUV, our greatest selection of trucks, or a great used or pre-owned vehicle is what you need, we have them. Need service or parts? We have that too. We are committed to offer superior sales and service to you, our valued customer. See you soon at Davis Ford, 2111 North Main, Canton, 647-1111, where the customer is our business.
Girls won in the opener 54-31, stopped their three-game losing streak. Good luck to the Lady Giants. Tuesday will be at Morton at the Potter Dome. One of my favorite places to go, right, Bob?
Three deflections already in this first quarter.
That's a good indication, playing a good man-to-man. Read it out front, Crippen. Hand off between the circle to Weber. Lost a handle on it. Should have been a double dribble.
I agree.
Back out front. Crippen takes it in. Again, Ketchum steps out. That big wing coverage there. He drops down low. Pate cut off. Turns free throw line. Jumper no good. Cooper Smith high with the rebound. He crosses the timeline in traffic.
One and done.
Better be ready. He'll pass it to you. 3:24. Brandt. Opposite side of the floor. KO. Short corner is Otto. Catch him. All you got to do is drop him down, and then you get an opportunity. Then a steal by Pate, and then East Peoria missed it. Hit the front of the iron. Turnover by Canton, and East Peoria waste a chance on the layup miss. Cooper Smith powers his way underneath with a big bucket. That's the way to answer.
He has some tough angled shots. He makes look easy.
10-4. That's something different about this team. You always find a way to answer. That's something we've been able to do with this group.
That's a good call, Leon.
2:47.
You must have watched a few games in your day.
Couple. Off this near side, it's Bennett. Again, the give and go. Hagedorn covered up in between the circle. Pate looks over it, drives, bounce pass. Nice defending by Otto. And again, Bennett, shot was no good. Catch him with the rebound. Hands it to the guard, the 2:28 mark. Lady Little Giants up here, 10-4. Cooper Smith blows by the defense. He's cut off along the baseline. That's a travel. May have had a guy hanging on his arm, but that was ill-advised where he dribbled there. That's a fourth turnover by Canton. Otto will have a sit.
Bring it back out and run some offense. You're up by six.
Again, Mitch Ingold, the senior, checks in for East Peoria. We got Clay Schrader for Canton. Smith, Ketchum, Brandt, and Preston Taylor. That's the other addition to the lineup with 2:18. Again, it's Bennett back out front into the hands of Ingold. They reverse it clockwise. Off the dribble with Hagedorn. Backs his way against Brandt. Jumper to this near side. Off the mark, no good. High with the rebound. Ketchum. He beats everybody to the board. Cooper Smith got a man open. Find him. He does to the near side. Brandt for a three. Pulled the trigger. Missed it. Loose ball on the floor.
East
Peoria had a weak side rebound with a minute 51 of the first period. East Peoria offensively, the attack right to left. Here from Alice Ingersoll, Jim. Off the baseline, left side, it's Crippen. Back out front between the circle. That's Ingold. Far corner. Far corner here with a minute 35. Again, it's 10-4 in favor of the Little Giants here. Again, off the dribble, this near side. Cut off baseline, back out front. The ball tip. It's up for grabs. Cooper Smith finds his way to get it. Cooper attacks off the left side. Nice. Swings a pass to Schrader. Nice job.
Oh, yeah, nice play.
Good play. Schrader with the field goal. The Little Giants up with that big defensive play. They lead it 12-4. Little Giants up with a minute 14. Back at Alice Ingersoll. Jim with their coverage on a Friday night in 30 seconds.
At Spoon River College, you'll save thousands and you'll learn from some of the best. Hi, this is Todd Thompson, Diesel Power and Systems Technology Instructor at Spoon River College. At SRC, you'll work with instructors who empower you to do your best work. With an average student-to-faculty ratio of 17-1, you can bet your instructor will know you by name and will care about your success. Spoon River College offers excellence in education right here, close to home.
Spring classes start January 17th. Visit src.edu to learn more.
Back of a timeout. Little Giants, again, predicated by some good defense, a man-to-man. And again, come up with a big bucket there, up by eight with a minute five remaining, and then they throw the ball away. Far sideline, that's four turnovers now by the Raiders. And we'll mention they are missing Cole Morton and Teagarden, two big key players in their lineup tonight.
Two guys they were going to rely on for this season.
58-second mark here. Little Giants, Cooper Smith, Brandt to the far side, Taylor. High post is Schrader. Try to get him into that post. Open. Brandt. Short corner, Luke Randall in the lineup. 45 seconds. Nice receiving pass. Again, step to the defense. Glide, shoot the ball. No good. East Peoria comes out with Crippen with a rebound. Sideline. It goes to Weber. He attacks. He took about two steps.
Yeah.
He took one of Bob's favorite Euros, and and that was a thud. Turnover.
The funny thing is, you give me crap for saying it. How often do you see it, though?
Yeah, I know.
I'll tell you what, man, you see that a lot.
Yeah, there
Wait
is.
Till Macomb.
I know. It increases a lot.
Oh,
right?
It's huge.
Yeah. 33 seconds here. Canton up 12-4. Cooper Smith, Taylor, high post with Schrader, and give it to him. He's open momentarily. Short corner, Schrader from about 8 feet. Left shot, no good. Out of the pack comes Pate. We're starting to get some pieces and more comfortable and shooting ability. Pull up there by Lowry. Lowry's cut off by the defense. We did a good job sprinting back on defense. Not giving up the easy bucket. We jump out the double switch. Lob it to the far corner. Hagedorn with a three at the end of this period. Hagedorn knocked down to three. It's 12-7 as they gave up a last-second three. At the end of one period, here from Alice Ingersoll Gym, Little Giants up 12-7, second period in the middle on I. Back in 1 minute.
I'm Kevin Stevenson, Business Development Officer at MidAmerica National Bank. We're ready to lend, helping support our communities.
We offer online mortgage applications. I'm Tracy Chipman, Mortgage Loan Officer at MidAmerica. You can research various mortgage products, search for personalized rate quotes, and apply for a loan 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Mid-America National Bank, your bank for life. In Canton, Cuba, Lewistown, and Macomb. Visit us at midnatbank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Buying a furnace or an air conditioner can be tough. After all, you can't exactly take a look under the hood.
For reliable heating and cooling, ask your Lennox dealer about Lennox products with a good housekeeping seal of approval.
Call GE Mechanical, 647-5700.
Lennox dealers include independently owned and operated businesses.
This is Steve from GE Mechanical, your authorized Lennox dealer.
Lennox, a better place.
In-game stats are brought to you by Crawford's Home Furnishings. During their extended holiday hours for all of your home furnishings, Sundays 1 to 4, BW first period.
Yeah, East Peoria with 3 out of 10 from the floor at 30%. Little Giants with 5 out of 12, 41.7%.
And their fifth turnover, correct?
You are correct.
Threw it right down the middle there. That's not a good way to open up the period. East Peoria will have Walk It Up with Pate. Guarded there by Taylor. Picked up his dribble. Opposite side, Lowry. Again, that's going to be Schrader jumps out there to defend Hagedorn, who has the ability to shoot the three. Nice job, again, defensively by Brandt. Stepped on there and pecked it away.
I like the job Cooper Smith's doing against Weber, Leon. He's not allowing him to catch the basketball in the shooting position.
Brandt will get a little brick, and Otto checks back in. 30 seconds gone by in the second period. Canton up 12-7. Out on the wing to the far side, the man-to-man defending there. That is Otto. Good job there by Cooper Smith. Good job defensively. Good teaming, double team there. 7-19. Again, Cooper Smith, high post, Schrader. Taylor, bounce pass to Otto. Couldn't get set up for the three there. They'll send Luke Randall to the opposite side.
Now with the lineup you got on the floor, you got to find some offense.
Yep. Yet Schrader, nice pass there from Luke Randall, squares and shoots it up.
Attaboy, Clay.
The whole key thing there was he set him up perfectly opposite side of the defender there. And he had a free lane and shot it off the glass, 14-7.
I like that when you say off the glass,
yep,
too.
A couple of field goals by Schrader into the post there, extra step there, and it's allowed there by Weber. He gets it inside.
See, well, he earned those 2 points, didn't he?
He does.
There are three people down there.
14-9, they keep sticking close here. 6:35 of the second period. Preston Taylor back out front. Otto. High post to Schrader. Give and go. Short corner. Luke Randall. A jumper rimmed it out. No good.
I like
good looks,
look.
Though. Nice looks, though, by the Little Giants offense. They get off the far baseline. That's Pate. That's Crippen. Pate takes a dribble. Double team there. Almost took an extra step.
He walked a lot.
Back up front. It goes to Lowry. Between the circle, it's Weber. And he took an extra step. That's a good call there. Travel. He'll do that a lot, too.
Tries to force the issue. It gets caught quite a bit.
Tomorrow night, Bob and I will be in Farmington. And, again, we'll take on Illini Blessed. We'll have the broadcast tomorrow night, 6:30. That'll be over on CD Country, 107.9 FM, along with the, again, Federation High School Association video coverage of that tomorrow night.
Be a fun game.
Six-minute mark here. Ketchum is open to the post here. Again, you got to give it to him, man. He's open to that post there.
Throw him the ball.
High post. Again, Smith. Between the circle. KO is directly straight on him. Short corner. Nice pass directly underneath. Contact. Threw it, and he hangs onto it. Ketchum backs his way in, and East Peoria steals along the baseline.
That's six.
Can't tell me. He was like a lot of pushing and shoving going on there, and that's a quick foul against Otto.
You watch him use his forearm to get separation, but Evan gets called for the foul.
You know, it's a good pass interior. Evans set him up inside, and then they got the hand in there and knocked it away. And Ketchum had a hard time getting the ball back.
And that's the first foul they've called.
Yeah.
Holy mackerel.
Inbounds will come right below us.
Write that down somewhere, will you?
Lowry. Now it's Pate.
Put that on my calendar.
Put that in a time capsule.
Yeah, no kidding.
Off the baseline, Pate. Bounce pass to Bennett. Took an extra step. That was allowed. And rolled it up and in. They got lucky off the baseline there. Had a little bit of break in of our defense. 14-11 now. They fight their way back within three. We're into the second period in the middle line on this Friday night. Full schedule of the boys' action going on tonight. Girls won the opener 54-31. Stopped their three-game losing streak. Cooper Smith, nice reverse, but Ketchum got off balance there.
Hey, lost balance.
That's a tough one. He just should have just put the ball on the floor and then
take
found
dribble.
His way.
Yep, take a dribble.
off to this near side. Crippen wanted to pull the trigger. Either that or he's going to drive baseline, but catch him, cut him off. Down the lane, it's Bennett. Shoots the ball up, no good. They fight for it. Bennett out of the pack there, swatted away, and that's going to be a foul on catch with a push. How are they getting in the lane? That's what I wanted. They got two people for East Peoria able to get in position for rebounding. Where are we doing?
Yeah, we're not doing a very good job boxing out here at all.
So a foul is going to be whistled against Ketchum. And Bennett missed a free throw. Second one coming up. 14-11. They will sub with Hagedorn and also Engel. East Peoria. Listing online tonight, 1560wbys.com. On your iPhone or Android other device. And Bennett gets the friendly roll. And again, it's his third point of the game. Back to within two. Close as they've been since early. Can't get out of the gate, 6-2. Quick pass. Catch him. Back out front, Cooper Smith. Turn, shoots the three, top of the key.
That's a big answer right
there. Cooper Smith, nice and smooth with a big three. 17-12 here at the 4:14 mark. Again, it's the Little Giants playing the D. Bennett doubled to their side. They split it back out front. May make it a tough one offensively. Hagedorn and a long trade. No good by Weber. And a push underneath. That time we got interior.
That's a little bit more. To be on Bennett.
Yep. I think it's against Elijah Bennett.
He definitely plays with a physical nature out there.
Again, Eli Bennett commits the foul. It's his first as a team. On to the four-minute mark here before halftime. Coach Ryan Pearson is in the house tonight here at Alice Ingersoll Gym, Little Giant football coach, directly below us here. 3:53, Cooper Smith down the lane between the defense and rolled it up, no good. Catch him with the put back, and it will count. Beautiful play by Ketch hanging around the basket.
Take advantage of that size, young man.
I don't believe it. Catch him with the field goal on the putback. And again, Brock Crippen, second team foul. And catch him to the free throw line here. Getting his first points of the night for Lucas, who's had 19 of 20 points back-to-back for the Little Giants. Free throw is good. And that's what he should get. You know, it's one of those things in his senior year, he's be getting those kind of the double-double kind of situation.
Yeah, at least double digit scoring,
yep.
At least.
3:40. Before halftime, skip pass to Bennett, opposite side of the floor, between the circle. They set up Engel for a three, and he drained it.
Man, that was almost a four.
Yeah. Engel with a long tray, 20-15. They ain't going away, we told you.
They won't.
These two teams always find a way to battle each other. Close games. 3:21. They want to go high-low. You can hear from the bench over there. Schrader, catch him. Trying to get it to Schrader. Screen, catch him. Now to the post. Straight on, top of the key, too strong by Schrader. Now the pack, and who had it? Engel, almost knocked away by Otto. Now the front court here. 20-15 underneath Bennett. Nice little short move with the left hand. He took an extra step, come out of the pack there. How are you going to get from there to there? Shot was no good. Schrader swatted away by East Peoria. Engel, got to protect the basketball. You get a rebound like that,
you got to own it.
He came in, he just was a hatchet across there, man. He just knocked it out of him. It was a good play by East Peoria. Bennett doubled out front. Off to this near side, Crippen. They pull the trigger for a three to the near side. Engel. He's got a couple of trays in this period. It's 20-18. They're believers. They're fighting their way back in this one to the big tray.
They keep working for the open shot and rebounding. They're going to stay in this game.
2:15, opposite side. It's Brandt. Schrader. Ketchum is open momentarily. Looking to get the ball. High, low look here. Looking. Still covered up there. Give it in the hands of a Cooper Smith. He's defended on the top of the key. From the elbow, off the left side.
Yeah,
he got a hand in there. It was tipped. He was holding. Canton was trying to get to it, and it'll stay with Canton. And even the official, Bob, he was still trying to guess. So Canton has the basketball with a minute 55. These two teams are going to be pretty wore out. This has been an up-and-down game. End off the elbow to the right side. Rimmed it no good by Brent. Put back, catch him. And that's going to be a foul in the lane. Attaboy, Lucas. Get to the rebounds and get to the free throw line.
Out jumping, get to the line.
That's going to be a foul. Again, it's against Engel. need to do a better job of sign language. I should have probably took that as one of my priority type of things to see the numbers, because I thought it was 3, and they get there was a 30. I guess that's a different way they show 30 now.
I wonder if we're watching the same game sometimes.
Catch them, free throws, good. Couple of free throws by the Little Giants. Our first of the night here. Ketchum knocked it down. Now he's got 4 points. Little Giants will have Schrader. Ketchum at the line. Cooper Smith. It's Brandt and Preston Taylor. That's the five. Ketchum short on that free throw. Again, Cooper Smith tried to tip it.
Well, he almost got it, too.
Yep. Weber with the rebound. Minute 45, they walk it up. Chance to tie it with the three of the Raiders here. Minute 41, left side. Crippen, you're not even going to know that, again, Engel's got unlimited range. He'll shoot the ball.
He's not afraid to shoot.
From the free throw line between the circle, Crippen takes it off the dribble, and he travels. Turnover by East Peoria. Coach is saying, hey, we need to, at least we need to switch off of that a little bit there. So a turnover by EP.
That's 8.
A minute 27. Clock runs here in the second period. Halftime will be coming up, brought to you by Monocle's Pizza. Cooper Smith. Brandt reverses it. Near side is Taylor. And again, Cooper Smith, last second there, kind of looked and glanced. Nice little crossover. Feeds Ketchum. Kicks it out. Preston Taylor pulled the trigger. Baby! Good job by Preston Taylor. Starting to see some of these guys who can really contribute. Chance to knock down some big shots here. 24-18.
Understand your role and make profitability off of it.
Nice reversal on that time. Get the shot open. They knock it down. Far corner. Engel. Also out there, Hagedorn with 48 seconds. Little Giants up again here by 6. Tail end of the second period. That's Bennett off the wing to the right side. Engel, yep. Little stutter step.
Well, he took that third step plan to gain the ball.
Bennett, far side. It's again Crippen looking against Ketchum. 29 seconds here. Engel against Schrader down the lane. The ball swatted, and it's a push.
He's shooting out of control. Why do you bail him out with the reach in?
Yep. So foul against the Little Giants here. They got to be Clay Schrader. And it's a two-shot variety, 13 foul. Even in the girls and boys game, both these games, few fouls called tonight. Again, a no good on that free throw attempt there by Engel. So another one. He's not far enough. Threes, he's got to, you know, shorten the distance there.
Some of these guys just shoot free throws from the top of the key.
That's a new rule. You got to put that in.
Yeah. Play.
25 seconds here, and Engel sinks the free throw. He's got a pair of threes and a free throw. And let's see, got Cooper Smith, Schrader, Brandt, Preston Taylor, and Ketchum. That's the five.
Let's play for the last shot, Leon.
22 seconds here. Little Giants up 24-19. Cooper Smith walk it up casually across the timeline. Instantly double. And again, ball comes loose. Quick turnover.
They've done that 3 times.
Yep.
And stole each time.
10 seconds. East Peoria last crack at it here. Trying to draw a little closer. They reverses it. Pate off the dribble. And he was moving. And against being lazy on the baseline there.
That's exactly what it was.
Yep.
Clay let him beat him to the spot. Body him up. Got called for a foul.
And Schrader, you know, picks up a ticky-tacky foul. His second of the game.
But if you anticipate him going to the baseline, that'd be a charge.
Yep. 4.3. Inbounds will be Engel for East Peoria. Otto will check in for, again, Schrader, who has the 2 fouls. Inbounds will come from East Peoria off the left side of the baseline. Space off this left baseline. And again, reverse it to the opposite side. Leaning jumpers off the mark. No good. It's taken by Hagedorn. Put back up and good by Crippen. Crippen with the put back. So they scored at the end of the opening period, and they score at the end of halftime here to pull within 3. It's 24-21. Little Giants hanging on to a 3-point lead. We're at halftime. It's brought to you by Monocle's Pizza, home of the family pleaser. Dine in, carry out, or delivery at 647-1127. And happy holidays from Monocle's, where they'll be closed at 5 p.m. Christmas Eve. Close Christmas Day. Monocle's will be open on Monday, December 26th. Bob and I have a halftime show for you back here on this Friday night in 2 minutes.
For over 30 years, pet owners across Fulton County have entrusted the health of their animals to the friendly and knowledgeable veterinarians of Spoon River Animal Clinic. Big dogs, little dogs, white cats, black cats, horses, cattle, birds, snakes, ferrets, and even the occasional reptile, they see them all. Proudly supporting the Little Giants and Prairieland Conference sports, Spoon River Animal Clinic is conveniently located on Route 78 North in Canton and offers a complete lineup of veterinary services and 24/7 after-hours emergency care, too. Visit them online at SpoonRiverAnimalClinic.com.
Join WBYS each Saturday morning at 9:05 for Coach's Roundtable, the basketball edition live from Hy-Vee. The 55-minute show has scores for the Midland Eye and Prairieland Conferences. One-on-one conversation with boys and girls coaches from Canton, Farmington, Lewistown, North Fulton, and Illini Bluffs. Breakfast and basketball Saturday at 9:05, Coach's Roundtable on WBYS AM 1560 and 93.7 FM. And enjoy website streaming and free app for download at 1560WBYS.com.
When you buy a vehicle, you want it all, right? Great deals and excellent service. Then go to Art Hosler Auto Plaza in Canton today. Hosler's offers the largest selection of new and pre-owned vehicles in the area. The professional and friendly sales and service staff will make sure you get it all when you purchase your vehicle at Hosler's. Customer satisfaction is number one, and they won't be undersold. Don't settle for less. Get it all. Visit Art Hosler Auto Plaza, 2000 North Main in Canton today.
Lozier Oil in Farmington is a proud sponsor of area high school sports. Good luck to all participating student athletes and coaches. The staff at Lozier Oil are very proud of you. Lozier Oil supplies high-quality mobile lubricants to the trucking and farming industry. Their products keep your valuable machines running better year after year. Lozier Oil knows they need to earn your business every day. For service that can't be beat, call Lozier Oil today, 245-4846. That's 245-4846 for Lozier Oil Company in Farmington.
Halftime throughout the year is brought to you by Monocle's Pizza. And again, home of the family pleaser. Don't forget, during the holidays, Monocle's will close at 5 p.m. Christmas Eve, be closed Christmas Day. Monocle's will be open on Monday, December 26th. Bob, a look at this game, and you know, give East Pier a lot of credit. I thought we played pretty good defense. They got a couple of loose balls, got a couple of putbacks, and again, you talked about that, not allowing getting those second chance and some opportunities after some misses. And again, allows them to stay in the game here, down by three. Is East Peoria to Canton here 24-21?
It does. You know, I think you can't allow any team, you know, as far as that in the middle line, to get second chances when it comes to offensive rebounds. They didn't have a lot of opportunities, but they made the most of the ones they had. But I thought we finished the quarter strong. Hopefully the start of the third quarter, we can get that separation again as far as points.
I think tonight they're going to be honoring a really not exactly what they're going to have a presentation here, but I think they are going to have some of the coaches and some of the players from the semifinal team of the Canton Little Giant football team. And when you take a look at, you know, a lot of the different things that we have here from a lot of the big type of things that go in our program, and Bob, and I think it's one of the things that it's probably one of the great runs that you and I have been a part of. And any kind of, we've had the undefeated regular season, but there was something special about the run this team within one game of getting to the state finals, and that's a pretty remarkable run here from the standpoint of history making for this Little Giant football team.
Yeah, it was definitely a fun season when it comes to football to go where we haven't gone before. And, you know, I think, you know, the notoriety these kids and coaches get is justly due for the hard work they put in, not just during the season, but in the offseason as well.
You know, look at a lot of the players, and they have a nice group of those players being honored here. And we'll also mention that Cameron Lucas, that again was selected as part of the Shriners All-Star Game, will be coming up in June. That's a great distinction. A lot of great players have been able to participate in that. And we, again, wish Cameron the best in that. And what a run, you know, Cameron had. A three-time all-conference player, and I had Bob work on some stats last night and didn't get a chance to do his full stats, but the guy who contributed as a sophomore, again, was all-conference, second team his first year, and then back-to-back first-team all-conference, Cameron Lucas. And, you know, what a player he was. And he took from the kind of the leadership from Cole Schroat and a few of the other players a couple of years ago. And you have the makings, really, of this football team repeating next year and doing equally the same kind of run that they had this particular type of season. But again, these players being introduced here before the home crowd here tonight. There's Jace Chamberlain. We had, again, Clint Wells, Evan Otto's out there in his jersey, and a few of the other players here. And again, a lot of different players. And what will you take on as you kind of look back at the team? We had some dramatic wins towards the end of the season. You know, you look at the winning at the Metamora. I think that made us believers. I think that was a game that really kind of crystallized the season that, hey, you know what, this team has something special about it. And I don't think anybody really in the Mid-Illinois Conference gave us a very good chance to advance as far as we did.
As they never do, you know. We tend to not get a lot of the recognition, and you know, when it comes to preseason,
yep,
prognosticators and whatnot. And that's fine, you know. There's nothing wrong with being the dog. We're the dog quite a bit. But I agree, I think once we beat Metamora in the fashion that we did, it definitely set the tone for the outcome of what was a remarkable season in high school football for us.
One quarter played. It's Elmwood leading Farmington by a score of 10-8 tonight. That's a game played at Elmwood tonight. Illini Bluffs is playing at Lewistown. So a couple of really good games tonight in the mixture of the Prairieland Conference. Tomorrow night, Bob and I will be at Farmington. And there'll be the Illini Bluffs at Farmington tomorrow night. We'll be on the air at 6:30, and again here on CD Country 107.9 FM. We're coming up in the halftime show is the remaining audience, and again, they should give this team standing O here tonight for this great 10-3 run into the semifinals, into the Final Four of high school football. Coach Pearson and his staff, they did one terrific job to represent the Mid-Illini Conference. We're at halftime as we continue. It's brought to you by Monocle's Pizza, home of the Family Pleaser, 647-1127. Back here in 2 minutes. Back here, in-game stats is our break in halftime. It's brought to you by Crawford's Home Furnishings. Shop small, shop local, shop Crawford's during the extended holiday hours for all of your home furnishings, Sundays, 1 to 4 p.m. BW, first half here, the Little Giants hanging on 24-21. First half stats.
All right, Leon, for the East Peoria Raiders, 8 out of 20 in field goals, that's 40%. 3 out of 9 in three-point shooting, 33.3%. 2 out of 4 in free throws, 50%. 13 total rebounds, 5 offensive, 8 first-half turnovers. For the Canton Little Giants, shooting 9 for 23 in field goals, 39.1%. 4 out of 6 in three-point shooting, 66.7%. 2 out of 3 in free throws, also 66.7%. 13 total rebounds, 6 offensive, 7 first-half turnovers. Points off turnovers, East Peoria 4, Canton with 9.
Also an updated game going on, usually a big rivalry game. Peoria High leads Manual 45-34. With 3 of 4 left in the third quarter. But again, that's a Manual team that is minus a number of players due to some injuries for their basketball team. Scoring in the first half, Canton had 3 from Garrett Brandt, a 3 in the first period, a 3 in the second period by Preston Taylor. Cooper Smith, a basket, a 3-point shot with 5. Caleb Owens had a good start, 3 and a field goal for 5. A couple of field goals by Clay Schrader with 4. And Lucas Ketchum, a couple of free throws and 3 attempts and a field goal for their 4. And again, Canton with a 24-21 by EP. A field goal by Brandon Pate. Brock Crippen with 4 points. Eli Bennett with 3 points. Braden Weber with 2. Mitch Ingle with 7. And Grant Hagedorn with 3 points here at halftime of our nightcap of our doubleheader game 1. Canton girls stopped a 3-game losing streak. Canton a winner, 54-31. They're now 8-3, 2-2 in the conference. Next up for the Canton girls, Tuesday night, Bob and I will be on the road to the Potter Dome against the two-time state-ranked, again, Morton Potters. That'll be on Tuesday night at Morton. That'll do it for a post-game show. For a halftime. It's brought to you throughout the season by Monocle's Pizza, home of the Family Pleaser, dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. And again, check out Happy Holidays from Monocle's. Well, they'll be closed at 5 p.m. Christmas Eve and will be closed Christmas Day. Don't forget, Monocles will be open Monday, December 26th. Bob and I return for the second half after this two-minute break. Back here 24-21 in a game, and I don't know how big it plays, but it does come into mind that, again, East Peoria sneaks back in these games. Shot at the buzzer at the end of the opening period. Shot at the buzzer at halftime, Bob, and those two shots have carried them. Keeps them right on our tail here, 24-21.
Yeah, and offensive rebounding and second chance opportunities have done the same thing.
So we'll see how the tail of the tape here turns as we get to the second half here. Double team out front. East Peoria attacks off the baseline as Crippen feeds short corner, and they find wide open underneath there. Weber, they found something that they wanted to do against our man-to-man, and they took the short corner bounce pass, and they score 24-23.
And yeah, we reacted awfully slow to that, too.
Otto cut off baseline. Back out front on the arc. Catch him. Turns, spins. Nice little move in the lane. Too strong. Ball tapped out. Otto. Cooper Smith drives along the baseline. He's cut off there by Pate. Swings the pass. Brant's on the opposite side. A three, and it spins out. No good. Otto in the lane. Nice rebound by Evan Otto by the Little Giants.
Fighting for position.
Need to do that.
You do.
It's going to be a marquee of this team. Fighting for some loose balls. Getting some dirty rebounds underneath there. That's going to be foul against Hagedorn. That's his first inbounds that guns to catch him and knocked out of his hands. Ball goes out of bounds.
You don't want to inbound the ball to a triple team.
Pate was the foul it was given on. So Pate was the guilty guy. Inbounds to Brant to the opposite side. Otto sneaks to the defense, and then a hand check out top of the key.
I just like the fact that Evan's looking to score, Leon.
Yeah, I do too. Again, it's going to be a foul against East Peoria. And I believe it's, again, Hagedorn. That's his first, second team foul. 24-23. Canton underneath to catch him. He glides to the basket. Nice release on the pass to Lucas. Off the assist by Cooper Smith. He's got six in the game, 26-23. 7 minute mark here. I keep saying this, but we always have had some answer every time they score a big basket to get closer. We'll hope that is the thing that continues in this game. Lob it and catch it to Weber. We didn't rotate quick enough. Again, Weber got his second field goal of the game in this period. He's got three field goals for six. They're back again, 26-25.
KO was in a millimeter, Leon, again, his key on that play.
KO off the baseline. Cooper Smith,
Ketchum
had the big wingspan. Got to clear him out. Nice job by Ketchum. Steps through the defense. Nice job by Ketchum. Good his teammates to find him open. They didn't go successful on his left side, but they did it directly down the middle.
Yeah, one thing about this year, he gets the ball in that position, he stops the stop.
28-25, a 6-14. Weber along the baseline, blocked there by Smith. Loose ball, comes up with it. 28-25, that was a big stop there defensively by Cooper Smith. Catch him, turns into paint, he got
the
travel.
Yeah.
Yep, he did it. He got kind of turned in the lane there.
He thought he was going to kick that thing out for a jump shot. He's getting positioned to rebound.
And I don't think he realized how deep he was into the box there.
That's turnover number eight for Little Giants.
5:56, clock runs here in the third period. High post, Crippen flops the pass to Pate on the opposite side. Straight on to three by Hagedorn, and he knocked it down. They've had some key threes in this game. Ingles had a pair of threes back in the second. That's his second tray. It's a tied 28-28.
They are screening like crazy for the outside jump shot.
Yep. Working hard in this game. Lob it. Catch him. Underneath. Nice assist there by Evan Otto.
He's owning
the
paint.
Feed the big man. Feed the big man.
Owning the paint.
10 in the game. 6 in this period. 30-28 with 5:21. And a quick timeout. East Peoria wants to slow things down at 5:19 of the third period. Canton with a lead of 2. East Peoria takes a quick timeout. Back to Alice Ingersoll Gym in 30 seconds.
Join WBYS each Saturday morning at 9:05 for Coach's Roundtable, the basketball edition live from Hy-Vee. The 55-minute show has scores for the Mid-Illini and Prairie Land Conferences. One-on-one conversation with boys and girls coaches from Canton, Farmington, Lewistown, North Fulton, and Illini Bluffs. Breakfast and basketball Saturday at 9:05, Coach's Roundtable on WBYS AM 1560 and 93.7 FM. And enjoy website streaming and free app for download at 1560WBYS.com.
Thanks. You know, odd timeout, but it's, you know, kind of change something they're doing defensively to slow down catching, but there's not too many things they can do body-wise to match up to that.
It just caught me off guard because they're in a flow offensively.
Crippen off to this near side. A three ball released. Man, they're knocking them down. That's Hagedorn, another tray.
And here's the thing. When you don't close out on the shot, you're allowing them that opportunity to make it.
31-30 with the tray. East Peoria back on top for the first time in this game. 4:51. That's Cooper Smith. I told you we've been finding a way to answer their shots.
They glide off him defensively. Hits the open jumper.
33-31. We're back and forth. We told you these two teams get together. It's always entertaining. There's never a dull game.
It is.
4:35 of the third. Back out front. That's minus Cole Morton and Teagarden. So that gives a lot for this group. Long to baseline. Cut off. Back out front. Long three. In and out. No good. Tap out. No good. Canton comes up with it. Catch him. Now to Smith. Brandt open to the far baseline. He pulls the trigger. Launches it. It's good. You can tell on the release. And Brandt open to the opposite side. Got the big three.
He has that follow-through, Leon. You know when it's going to be an automatic.
36-31. And that's Bennett. And again, he knocks down a tray to the opposite side. You got to slow him down.
You got to play defense.
Yep. Bennett, that's got his seventh point in this period. And he's got, again, nine. I should say, that's not for, I put it the wrong. That should be a Bennett, not Weber.
Yeah, Weber did not score that.
Yeah. So it's, again, Bennett gets credit for the three. I wrote it down in the wrong column there. 3:40 remaining here in the third. Cooper Smith, Kent leads 36-34. KO, in and out, no good. Catch with a rebound and a foul underneath by Crippen. They just idly had to stand and watch him rebound that possession there.
Yeah, nobody, you know, tried to find Lucas out of position to get the basketball.
Crippen, that's going to be his second, third of this half. Again, as we mentioned, Bennett got credit for that three. He's got six in the game. You got Braden Weber, who's got six. Hagedorn with a pair of threes. He's got the nine. He had a three early in the game. Catch and missed a free throw.
He's attempted all of our free throws tonight.
Yep. Made two, and this will be his fifth attempt. And he sinks that one. So, again, three of the five. 11 points in the night by Ketchum. 37-34. Again, Canton trying to finish out before the break. Six wins. They've not done that in two seasons. Get the six wins. 3:25. Backcourt here. A little pressure. 1-2-2. About three quarters pressed by the Giants, and they pull out.
Why do you leave your man like that?
I know, and he left Bennett wide open, and he just didn't knock it down. Here comes Cooper Smith looking over this defense. Brandt to the near side. He pulled the trigger, and Brandt knocked it down. Attaboy. Garrett Brandt, a big tray to this near side, and he'll go to the free throw line for a four-point play.
Coach Murphy telling him, do not leave your man defensively.
Yep. 3:06 here. It's going to be Hagedorn, his second. But it's going to be the variety where we shoot the 4-4-point play. And Brandt sinks the free throw. Out of boy, nice big shot there.
It wasn't it?
Yep. 10 in the game by Brandt. Two players in double figures for the Little Giants. Back up 41-34. Trying to pull away here at the three-minute mark. Pate out front. Lobs it to Bennett. He catches out on the arc. That's Crippen. Underneath, that's Hagedorn. Ball deflected. Bennett guarded there by Otto.
Nice
Ketchum comes out defensively as well. 2:41. Pate took a little hop there, but he didn't call that, but did call the reach in.
The thing about it is, if you don't reach in, Leon, he's going to miss the basket, and you're there for the rebound.
KO. Looks like Owen's going to be whistled with a foul.
Can't reach in on those.
Yep. That's his first as a team. KO will sit. They bring Preston Taylor in the lineup. So you got Smith, Ketchum, Otto, Brandt, and Preston Taylor and Smith.
And he is pushing off.
2:32, Bennett.
How do you call that a hand check?
And again, it's going to be a foul front against Evan Otto. A pair of fouls against Evan.
And Bennett dropped that shoulder lane. Yep. It separates from the defender, and they don't call a single thing.
A lot of officials won't make that call against the offensive player.
I tell you what, you call it once, they won't do it again.
2:31, East Peoria out front. Bennett snags the pass there.
Body up on him.
Yep, man-to-man against the Little Giants. Against offensively, Pate drives down the lane. Lost the handle on it, turned over by East Peoria.
Nine.
Here comes Cooper Smith. Payne had his hand all over him.
Wide
and he
open.
Steps back for
short.
Three, short on that attempt. Hagedorn with the rebound. Lowered the head there.
Yeah, he did.
With 2:10. They leave the shooter in goal with a three. No good. Missed it badly. Back up front, Bennett. He's not passed up a shot he doesn't like.
Well, they got all four guys on one side of the court.
Yep. Down the lane, Pate through the scoop. Shot no good. Went to the court. Here comes Cooper Smith. Weaves through traffic. Kicks it out. Brandt in stroke motion. Knocked down to three. Brandt with three threes in this period. 10 in this period. Up by 10.
Attaboy.
Of the Little Giants. Catching it in stride. Knocked it down 44-34. Minute 43.
They've only got four left.
So full timeout. Back to Dallas Ingersoll, Jim, in 1 minute.
When you buy a vehicle, you want it all, right? Great deals and excellent service. Then go to Art Hosler Auto Plaza in Canton today. Hosler's offers the largest selection of new and pre-owned vehicles in the area. The professional and friendly sales and service staff will make sure you get it all when you purchase your vehicle at Hosler's. Customer satisfaction is number one, and they won't be undersold. Don't settle for less. Get it all. Visit Art Hosler Auto Plaza, 2000 North Main in Canton today.
At Davis Buick GMC, we are devoted to delivering outstanding customer service while helping you find that new or used Buick or GMC vehicle. Whether you are looking to purchase or lease, we invite you to come in and let our sales assist you and your family in finding the right Buick Enclave or LaCrosse. Or how about a GMC Sierra or Acadia? They are all here. We also offer full parts or service department that is second to none. Davis Buick GMC, 2051 North Main, Canton, 647-1212, where the customer is our business.
Answer. That's been a huge thing tonight. You see East Peoria make a little bit of run now, up by 10, and it's been a big stroke of Garrett Brandt in this third period. Three trays, but give him a lot of credit to his teammates. Man, getting in a good motion, he's set and shoots. Here's Crippen, tries to answer, in and out, no good. Cooper Smith with a rebound. Minute 30 remaining third. Quick pass. Brandt open to the opposite
short.
Side, hit and short on that attempt.
You can tell he wasn't quite squared up, Leon.
Again, the defense was coming right at him. And off the dribble is Crippen.
Still a good look, though.
Yep. They off the side of the floor into the hands of Eli Bennett. Back out front against the man-to-man of the Little Giants. Engold catches it. That's Hagedorn. They got two or three guys that like to pull the trigger, shoot the threes.
And they're not trying to score at all on the inside.
Yep. And that's what they've been able to do is stay close with some knockdown threes tonight. Again, off this near side, good defensive by Otto. Almost got the steal. Good Preston Taylor out there.
That was close.
With 47 seconds left in this third period. Trenton can to get to the sixth win. Bennett turns, took an extra step. Should be a travel. Should be a travel to begin with. But that's great defense. Just really good defense.
I agree. Again.
And that's unfortunate. It's against Otto. Again, you're not rewarded for playing defense in this game anymore. You might as well just hang it up. I mean, you hang your hat on it and you preach it, but the defense, they're not going to allow it. Underneath, shot no good over the back. Get away with it. Outlet across the timeline. Cooper Smith looking. Start, stop, cut off. Top of the key, Brandt kicks it out. Preston Taylor trying to set up. Again, Schrader was open to the post off this left side. They reverse to the opposite side of the floor.
You got to get it down low just to honor the position.
Smith, Brandt, short corner. Schrader drawing the baseline. He's cut off. Back out, Cooper Smith. Preston Taylor out on the arc. Feeds him top of the key. Again, they're not going to settle. Again, Schrader inside. Tip up. It's up to Luke Randall. Attaboy,
Luke.
Pounding aboard. Luke Randall knocked down the big field goal. 46-34 on the putback offensively. Three quarters are in the books here in the middle line on a Friday night. Little Giants out by 12, 46-34. We head to the fourth period, back in 1 minute.
Move over, other desserts. Introducing Till the Cows Come Home, a new premium ice cream. Whether you're feeling funky or spunky, you're sure to find a pint of Till the Cows Come Home to match your mood. Stop by the freezer section and pick up a pint of Till the Cows Come Home.
What flavor are you in the mood for? Get yours today at your Canton Hy-Vee, 825 North Main Street.
Yeah.
Want the fastest internet service in Canton? Contact Mid-Century Fiber today. Incredible speeds at incredible prices. Go to fiberfastnow.com. Check out the Lock In Your Price for Life offering and pricing, then fill out the form to be part of the Faster Than Fast Fiberhood. Call 778-8611 and Mid-Century Fiber will guide you through the process. Bring Mid-Century Fiber to your neighborhood. Fill out the form at fiberfastnow.com.
Update on that Farmington-Elmwood game tonight. Farmers hit three straight threes. They take a lead of 27-19, 6:54 left in the third. Underway here in the fourth, 46-34. Out front, they double out of it, trying to get back in this game. Cooper Smith drives out of it, kicks it to the far side. Turnover forced that one off the far side. But again, they pressure out of the perimeter there. They'll jump out at you.
Turnover number nine for Little Giants.
Ingold, Hagedorn in the lineup. Bennett. Also got Crippen and down low. Get the ball to Weber. He turns, spins, got an extra step. Ball blocked. And a late foul whistle.
Man, you can't do that stuff.
That's just...
That kid's got a serious attitude problem. We saw this in the Thanksgiving
tournament. Yeah, we did. Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah, exactly. So again...
Well, they just called a T on him. I saw the official did.
Yeah. But it was the play after that. Were they going to call a foul on, again, East Peoria? I mean, I thought it was going to go the other direction.
Well, I think it's going to be a foul on Luke, I think.
Oh.
They're going to put a T on Weber.
And the thing about it is the official made a late call. I mean, the play was already kind of, had already went through its process. And again, it's going to be the foul and then the technical.
I don't have any respect for kids that do stuff like that.
No. Yeah, first of the foul was against Luke Randall, right?
Yes.
So Luke Randall commits the foul. They'll shoot the free throws for that. Reese Peoria, that will be Hagedorn here in this fourth. So B. And again, now we'll try to get the right shooter. And that's going to be the, yeah.
The Weber should be shooting free throws.
Thank you, Pat Ketchum down below.
Yeah, I know.
As the right guy. So Weber going to shoot the free throws. He's the guy that whistled the technical on, oddly enough. Free throw sinks it. Again, here at the 7:29 mark of this fourth period. So a change of events here, and hopefully Canton will be able to take advantage of it. Weber shoots the two free throws. Then we got the technical, which was whistled against 25. That's
yep.
Weber.
That'll put us at the line. Both will get possession
yep.
afterwards, too.
So again, Garrett Brandt will go to the free throw line here. Again, sinks that free throw. Again, the Little Giants now. Brandt's two for two from the line. Try to stroke it again and knock that down as well.
And we get the ball.
15 of the night by Garrett Brandt. Having a nice offensive night. Three threes in that third period with a dagger for them. 48-36 here.
Now I'm trying to figure out what the deliberation's about.
Yeah. It's still, you know, it should be still the possession. We'll go to the Little Giants here. I don't know what the big thing now is. I mean, everything has already been shot, possession. Yeah. Yeah, we know. Again, so Weber is given the technical, and we're in play resumes. Up 48-36, Preston Taylor dribbles off the baseline. Brandt for another three, and he's feeling it tonight, baby.
That's a five-point play right there.
Huge swing.
Two free throws into three.
With Brandt in control, he's got four threes in his second half, 51-36.
Lighting them up in the perimeter.
They were starting to piece things together, Bob. It's a fun team to watch.
It is.
East Peoria tries to answer with the three. Rebound by Crippen. He steps through, turns, and misses the putback. Underneath, fighting for it. Schrader, and that's going to be a foul against East Peoria. Schrader battling on the boards.
Clay's earned his paycheck in a low post.
It's 6:51 of the fourth now. stick around. We're a post game with Jay Murphy, brought to you by Big Rack Steakhouse, North Main and Canton. Check out their nightly specials, your favorite steak dinner, 647-6000. Now Frank Cooper-Smith drives down the lane with isolated one-on-one and put it up and in.
Man.
Beautiful play. Had me fooled. I thought he was going to make a pass, and his start.
I thought he was twice.
That little stutter step there with that dribble, 53-36.
I think that look he does, too, gets the defender to fly off quite a bit.
6:28. Again, out front with Hagedorn. Now it's Bennett. He'll just dare you to step back, and he'll shoot it. Reverse it to the opposite side.
Yeah, they don't need much separation to shoot up that jump shot.
They had a lead of 31-30, and then it's been all Little Giants since that time. Big threes by Garrett Brandt during that run. Again, it's a basket good.
That's on Luke Randall.
By Bennett. Beat him off the dribble.
And trying to recover and block the shot, and you get called for the foul.
6:01 here. Substitution KO. Re-enters. Who's that going to be for? Give a little break to Cooper-Smith. KO back in the lineup for the Little Giants. Kent will be off until the 28th of December. They take on Abington Avon from Western Hall. Bob and I's favorite time of the day, 9 a.m. That's going to be on my epitaph. Again, it's a full timeout. 53-39, 6:01. That's a full timeout.
Yes.
Back here at Alice Ingersoll, Jim the Reigning, 6:01. Canton up 53-39. Back in 1 minute.
Basketball is as Chicago as hot dogs with no ketchup. It's watching each game with the TV sound turned down and the radio turned all the way up.
Wade on the right side, and Wade is feeling it.
This is D-Wade. Listen to every Chicago Bulls game here.
Three. Double bam. Poets rating threes.
On the WLS Chicago Bulls radio network.
Bam.
The new home of the Chicago Bulls.
Your home for the Chicago Bulls only on AM 1560 and FM 93.7 WBYS.
Perkins Seed House in Canton, Havana, and Jacksonville is your Husqvarna Outdoor Power Equipment headquarters. Whether you need a Husqvarna chainsaw, weed trimmer, leaf blower, push, or zero-turn mower, Perkins Seed House is your only stop for incredible deals. At Perkins, you can trade in your old equipment towards your purchase of new equipment, and their service department will keep all your Husqvarna equipment in top working condition. The best deals and the best service. That's why Perkins Seed House is your Husqvarna Power Equipment headquarters. Perkins Seed House in Canton, Havana, and Jacksonville. Check out the deals today.
6:01 in the fourth period, 53-39. Little Giants trying to go to 3-1 in the conference here. Trying to stay in the middle of the pack here. Closing out the before Christmas break here. Got Brandt down the lane. Preston Taylor squatted from behind. Defended there by Crippen.
Surprised they didn't call foul.
Man, that was a good play there, though. I think the Little Giants had a good opportunity. 5:43, 53-39 between the circle. Opposite side. Off the dribble. That's Ingold. Back to Ingold near the sideline, the opposite side of the floor, near the bench.
Closing out, Leon. They can't get the open look.
Nope. Good job after a string of those they made. Now it's Tate out to the arc to the near side. Weak side rebound put up, and it's a Lowry. Went to the boards. Foul against the Little Giants. That'll stop player at 5:21.
I think it's on Luke, I think.
Halftime, Peoria Notre Dame leads Normal West at half. 18-14 in basketball.
That was on Luke Randolino, the third.
About 6-7 games up in the Gander-Galesburg-Abington area were all canceled tonight. They already had some ice and some freezing stuff in that particular area there. Galesburg game against Moline tonight was canceled.
On my way home this afternoon, it was freezing my windshield a little bit.
Yep.
So.
5:21 here, 53-39. Lowry back to the line. Opportunity here with the clock stop. East Peoria misses it. Schrader with the rebound. Two Peoria players go down on the floor, and one went down with the ankle. That's a three to the opposite side. Another one by Brandt. Man, he is having a great night shooting tonight. The sophomore for the Little Giants with a three at 5:12. Get an injury down on the court. We'll take a pause for the injury. He's starting to walk that off. Taylor, 21 of the night tonight.
He is feeling it, isn't he?
Yep. 21, it was again with six threes. Five of those coming in the second half. Brandt will have a seat there, but a terrific offensive night tonight by the young sophomore, Garrett Brandt.
We're going to see a lot of that.
We're going to love it, man.
Only a sophomore.
Yep. teammates really did a good job of finding him tonight and really good position to shoot tonight.
We've always talked about feeding the hot hand.
Yeah.
We've done
they
just
did.
That.
5'10". You know, a lot of unselfish about this basketball team. There's no doubt about it. Bennett tried to feed underneath. They throw the ball away. Turnover by East Peoria.
That's 10.
And I would say this, Cooper Smith is the most unselfish guy I've ever seen.
Keeps everybody involved.
He does, doesn't he? He is the difference maker with this group. They have just all bought around him. Here's Otto. Underneath, feeds it, and basket by Randall. Nice job. Luke Randall finishes off with the assist from Otto.
Not one dribble.
Nope. 58-39.
That's the epitome of a fast break layup.
We're starting to be in a well-oiled machine, aren't we?
Yeah, that's a travel.
Well, back out front. That's Crippen with 4:37. They turn spin. Back out to Bennett for the near side for a three. Knocked it down.
Tell you what, they are not going to go away at all.
Bennett's had, that's his third three of the game. 58-42 with 4:22. And this is the game, you know, the position that you're looking. That's another phase of this team now, closing out game here. Are you going to be able to do that? You've been able to do that at home against Meadows Moore. You did against Pekin. So free throws coming up for Otto. Ingold again commits the foul. And Evan Otto steps in line, sinks the first point of the night from Evan. You know, it's been a little bit of frustration. He knows he's a better shooter. I think he had a couple of good looks tonight, but defensively he's coming around as well.
He'll have an opportunity to pick it up in the McComb tournament
yep.
for sure.
Evan steps to the free throw, short on that attempt, Crippen with the rebound. 59-42, good guys lead here, 4:18. Little Giants home tonight against East Peoria. Girls won. They won tonight 54-31. Broke their three-game losing streak. Congrats to Coach Langhoff. And to get 4-5 along the baseline, forces up the shot. That's going to be a foul. Again, stop the play here. The end of the free throw line will be East Peoria. That's going to be a fourth against Otto. And it'll send Crippen to the free throw line. Looking for his fifth point here. He's got four on the night. Crippen, and he rolled it off. No good. Second chance here. Back to the free throw line of the Raiders. They have Lowry in the game. Also Bennett. They have Ingold. And a free throw is good by Crippen. 4:03, 59-43. Cooper Smith re-enters. Again, Evan Otto. Again, we'll have a seat. Inbounds, Cooper Smith, the double team. Schrader playing the opportunity against the defense. Double team to the backcourt. Cooper Smith, Randall, hold the pivot foot. It was a tightrope out there, but again, a foul against Bennett. Now they're going to have a slow end to this one for the free throw line with 3:51.
You think?
Still not one of those parts of the game they've ever been able to kind of fix that. They need to kind of go a little bit quicker. Not the only way you can get through it. So again, Preston Taylor to the free throw line. And Preston had an early three in the game. And he'll try to shoot for the free throw. Missed the bonus. End of it. 59-43, 3:48. Off to the baseline. Pate kick it out. Bennett from about two steps beyond the arc. Kicks off. Saved. Back out front. Swings the pass to Pate, the opposite side for a three for East Peoria. Randall with the weak side rebound. Here comes Cooper Smith. Opposite side. Also in the lineup, Blake Murphy. High post. Schrader. Taylor almost, again, took the extra step there. Cooper Smith, and again, it's, again, Blake Murphy. Short Quinter Randall. Schrader
nice
stuffed
pass.
It right to his
Tell
chest.
You what, that was a nice pass yeah. by Luke Randall.
He didn't give him a chance. He caught it in the breadbasket there. 61-43, a little bounce in the zip of that pass.
That's where you want it, though.
Absolutely. 3:02, good
that,
save there. Nice hustle. Opposite end of the floor by Luke Randall. That's what you like to see. Good hustle by this unit. Under 3 minutes left here. We'll have our stats. We'll have a visit with the head coach, Jay Murphy. And we'll get ready for a coach's roundtable tomorrow morning. And then tomorrow night, basketball from Farmington against Illini Bluffs. short on that shot. Can't save it.
You could tell he rushed that thing.
And just remind folks who normally listen to our coverage, we'll be on CD Country 107.9 FM tomorrow night. And it also has streaming as well at cdcountry1079.com. That'll be tomorrow night. 254, Schrader in the backcourt, double team, Preston Taylor. Needs some help here, and to get careless, throw the ball away. Turnover by Little Giants. Been a while since we turned the ball over, and then East Peoria gives it right back. Taylor, Murphy, also Dewey Morris in the lineup. Schrader and Randall. That's the five in the stretch. Underneath, Randall feeds Dewey Morris. Uh-huh. Boy, he had a chance to pull the trigger, didn't do it. Short corner, Randall takes the automatic move off the left baseline, Luke Randall. He's played great in stretches tonight as well.
He has. Quality minutes.
20-point advantage, 63-43. Coach Murphy looking pretty confident with this group on the opposite sideline over there, but 2:10 left here. First time in 2 years, Bob, we've got to six wins on the season. Five a year ago, and then 2 years ago, four wins. So it's been a struggle, again, in the program, and I think we have turned the corner here with this group.
It's not even January yet.
I know.
When the bulk of the season comes around.
Yep. I think we got a chance to do some damage to McComb and see what, again, our team brings.
I think like when the kids play together as a group, how much more fun it is to watch.
Substitution, Avery Dean.
Winning always helps.
Dewey Morris, Caleb Miller, exactly. Blake Murphy and Preston Taylor. That's the five for the Little Giants here, but 2:05. Preston Taylor still feeling that, again, effects of football season. Again, missed the front end of that bonus. 63-43, digging in defensively with the minute 56 remaining here. Cut off, it's Anas Abdallah. Abdallah almost dribbled it out of bounds. Good defense there by Caleb Miller.
Would you say that name three times real fast?
All right, I'll do that after the game's over. Inbounds here, and a quick touch, and he got the ball right back, and that's going to be a blocking foul. Yeah, you're not going to reward the defense. That's not going to happen tonight, not with these officials. That's one of those things. Lowry, he inbounded the ball, and he caught it himself. He let the ball hit the floor. A little trickery there. And Lowry with the field goal. And again, I think he's watched too many NBA games.
Yeah.
63-46 with a minute 46 clock runs here. Preston Taylor, again, keeps the dribble up. Avery Dean. Just running, it's just like running your shell when you're running against, again, at the practice sessions here. Same kind of deer here. High screen, Dewey Morris, Preston Taylor. Cut off, now to Miller.
I like the movement, though.
Minute 25, off balance shot. And again, it's a foul against East Peoria's Abdallah. So that stops the clock here with a minute 23. Nice honoring of the football team tonight. Coaches and players who were able to make it tonight. They did that at halftime tonight. Congratulations to Coach Pearson and that football squad. We're already anxious to get next year rolling already, man. It's just, he just had that kind of a season.
Been a fun carryover into this one, too.
Yep. And again, a couple of free throws by Caleb Miller. Knocked him down. 65-46 of the minute 20. East Peoria battled, they stayed close, actually had the lead, 31-30. Then the tide turned in that third period. We pulled away. Jumper is up and good by Fuller. Fuller off the bench with a field goal by East Peoria with a minute three. Again, they were absent Cole Morton tonight and Jacob Teagarden. That's a three. Blake Murphy. Blake Murphy with the tray. Attaboy.
Everybody's getting in the action tonight.
68-40. That's the kind of stuff coaches love to see, man.
It's nice to have the opportunity to
do it. Yeah, yep. Off the baseline. With that, it's Jacob Sells. Off the dribble, Lowry. Man defending there by Dewey Morris. Commits the foul. That stops
right.
The clock. Weber post-game, and hopefully the roads are safe before you're traveling on this Friday night.
Yeah, be careful.
How's your road home tonight, Bob? It'll be a foot.
It's going to be a quick one.
It'll be a foot tonight, right?
It will. As usual, I'll get home before you.
He just loves his sense of humor, don't you? We've grown to love it, that's for sure. Lowry sinks the free throw. Another one coming up. Again, we'll have a lot of things going on with the Macomb tournament. Sorry about all the games. We'll do that on the post game while we have a chance to visit with the head coach. We'll do that. Lowry connects on the free throw. Off the bench, he's got five in this period. 68-50 now. Taylor, Miller, Dewey Morris down the lane. It's up and good. Preston Taylor with the field goal. That's his fifth point of the night.
He's seen that opening lay on and he attacked it.
70-50. I can't wait till we get some people like,
that's a carry.
Again, with a couple of the basketball players getting their shots down because they can really contribute. This is going to be a nice ball club to watch run that stretch. Off the baseline, end goal, off balance.
Come on, Rip, put the whistle in your pocket. Are you kidding me?
With 10.5, that's one of those things you just kind of let it go.
What do you think calling this foul is going to prove?
Yeah.
The fact you don't want to go home?
And you were late getting here?
Yeah.
We're assigned to the wrong gym?
Mercy.
I don't
understand it.
End goal to the free throw. It's good. Little Giant tonight, resilient. That's the way I'll put this game tonight. They took a couple of their shots, a couple of the things that they threw at us, and able to fight our way through that and battle through that. 70-52. Preston Taylor walks it up. Got out to the quick start tonight. Again, got out to a 6-2 lead and opened up about a 10-12-point lead and then trailed, actually, in the third period before we turned it around, knocked down two or three threes in a row, led by 10, and then win it tonight, 70-52. A nice win for the Little Giants. They go to 6-1 overall and 3-1 in the Mid-Illini Conference. And East Peoria, we'll have all those for you coming up. They go to 3-4 and then 1-3 in the Mid-Illini Conference. Post game, back here after Big Rack Steakhouse in 2 minutes. Back here on our post-game show, it's brought to you by Big Rack Steakhouse, North Main and Canton. Check out their nightly specials and your favorite steak dinner, Big Rack Steakhouse, 647-6000. Number being tonight, 6-1. Bobby, that's a good feeling. That's a lot of the parents, fans, again, showing here tonight. A lot of love for this basketball team. And as we roll into the break, 3-1 in the Mid-Illini Conference, 6-1 overall. Another really terrific performance tonight. Defensively, got him going tonight, and then jump-started with the shooting of Garrett Brent. And a lot of everybody got involved in a lot of different parts of the game tonight. It was a nice team win, 70-52 tonight here over East Peoria.
Yeah, I thought that third quarter was our best quarter by far, and I thought the ability to hit the outside jump shot and getting the rhythm offensively really got us more intensified on the defensive end. You know, we pulled away in that third quarter and sealed the deal in the fourth. And I'll tell you, I think the second half of this game is the best half of basketball we've played so far.
Yeah, there's no doubt. Again, update for you. Elmwood leads Farmington 41-40, 4:43 left in the fourth. Again, other games are going on in the area tonight. Again, the Illini Bluffs at Lewistown. We'll have all those scores for recap tomorrow. Coaches Roundtable at 9:05 live from Hy-Vee. And, of course, tomorrow night, Illini Bluffs at Farmington, and hopefully the weather will cooperate. We'll have that for you tomorrow night, 6:30. That'll be on CD Country 107.9 FM. Final tonight, Canton 70 and East Peoria 52. More on the postgame show brought to you by Big Rack Steakhouse. You can check out their nightly specials, your favorite steak dinner, Big Rack Steakhouse, 647-6000. Back with more on the postgame show in 90 seconds.
Welcome to Davis Ford, your local Ford dealer in Canton, Illinois. On behalf of our entire staff, we would like to welcome you. Whether you are looking for a new Ford car, crossover, SUV, our greatest selection of trucks, or a great used or pre-owned vehicle is what you need, we have them. Need service or parts? We have that too. We are committed to offer superior sales and service to you, our valued customer. See you soon at Davis Ford, 2111 North Main, Canton, 647-1111, where the customer is our business.
At Spoon River College, you'll save thousands and you'll learn from some of the best. Hi, this is Todd Thompson, Diesel Power and Systems Technology Instructor at Spoon River College. At SRC, you'll work with instructors who empower you to do your best work. With an average student-to-faculty ratio of 17-1, you can bet your instructor will know you by name and will care about your success. Spoon River College offers excellence in education right here, close to home.
Spring classes start January 17th. Visit src.edu to learn more. Your local community bank is MidAmerica National Bank. I'm Kevin Stevenson, Business Development Officer, and we're proud to serve.
I'm Mitch Coonrod, Commercial Ag Loan Officer. We've been involved with community events since 1933. Our employees, stockholders, and directors are all local, and we invest locally. Look around at the next game. You'll see someone with a connection to MidAmerica.
MidAmerica National Bank, your bank for life in Canton, Cuba, Lewistown, and Macomb. Visit us at midnatbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Nice win at home tonight, 70-52. The coach, Jay Murphy, is with us. Win number six, they're a good guy. And I tell you what, this team's starting to put things together, man. This is a fun team to really watch. And all their hard work, man, it's starting to pay off, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, the end result was good. I wasn't real happy with the first half. But there's a lot of stuff going on today, halftime and all that. And you know, that kind of throws everything off, which I don't think it's wrong. I think that those kids need to be recognized. Mm-hmm. But second half, come out, pound the ball inside, opens it up for Garrett, and it looked really pretty from where I was sitting over there.
Yeah, when you look at a team, because it's nice to kind of be able to pull from the bench and find people to plug in and do some really good things off the bench too as well. And a lot of people were able to contribute tonight. When you get that combinations, this is a pretty nice ball club.
Yeah, Clay got some nice, you know, a couple of buckets inside in the first half. Luke Randall, I thought, played extremely well in the second half. I thought Preston played pretty well tonight. Everybody, you know, I thought did a good job, and that's what it's going to take. You know, we can't have three guys scoring and expect to win.
Right.
You know, we need the guys to, you know, 2, 4, 6, 8 points, just chip in. You know, and we'll be successful, and obviously it showed tonight.
One of the things that I'll take from this game is us being resilient. You know, we get out to a little bit of lead. They answer. We found an answer tonight. I like that about this team. We're able to find a key basket, find a key person. When we had Brandt had the hot hand, able to find him and get him in a nice little stroke there.
Yeah, and the best part about it, obviously I know you guys can't hear it, but our bench is down there telling the people, you know, he's hot, and you know, that shows our bench is into the game and everybody's in. And like I've talked about the last week, everybody's bought into their roles. And it's pleasant to be around.
Absolutely.
I'll just say that.
There was a stretch there. We fell behind 31-30 briefly, and then we went on
that
nice little
seconds.
Run. Yeah, in 10 seconds.
And Cooper drilled down and drilled three.
But again, answer with a big shot. And that's really the nice thing about this team. And the unselfishness about this team, too. That's one another thing I really like about them.
Yeah, you know it is. And, you know, you got Cooper shooting about 70% from three and Garrett shooting 60% from three. And those are nice weapons to have. And I got on Garrett at halftime because I thought he passed up quite a few good looks in the first half. Mm-hmm. And, I finally took him out in the second half, and I go, it's pretty fun to shoot, isn't it? And he had a big smile on his face. And, I mean, that's what I need for him to do. And Cooper, he can penetrate so well, and he's such a good passer. It creates those opportunities for other people, and we just got to keep doing that, and, you know, things like this will happen.
Absolutely.
Like I said, I think we're as good as anybody we play.
Yeah, absolutely. What about the break coming up now? You got some time off a little bit before we get ready for Macomb, and I know that's going to be a fun tournament. We open up at 9 o'clock against Abington Avon. But a lot of time in preparation. What were some of the things you'll be continuing to work on?
Well, I need to get healthy. First of all, I've been sick since, you know, what, Wednesday. I've been to practice, but I haven't done much. I've sat over here and tried to stay away from the kids. And, you know, I know some of the kids are getting a little fatigued, so we're going to do that. We're going to come in Monday and Tuesday next week. Just individual skill work. I'm going to give them a few days off. We're going to come back in next Monday and hit it hard and get ready for Abington.
Yeah, looking forward to that. Jay, what a nice run and good way to finish out before the break here. 6-1, 3-1 in the conference. A nice win here at home against East Bury tonight. Good job.
Do I get free breakfast tomorrow?
Tomorrow we do.
Man, okay,
we got breakfast. We may have to skid there or slide there, but we'll be there. So.
All right, I'll see you guys in
all right,
the morning.
Thanks, Murph. Appreciate it. Jay Murphy, head coach for the Little Giants, win tonight 70-52. They go 6-1, 3-1 in the conference. Let's take a look at our in-game stats. They're brought to you by Crawford's Home Furnishings. Shop small, shop local. Again, they're extended holiday hours for all of your home furnishings, Sundays 1 to 4. Bobby, let's again finish up here with our final stats.
All right, Leon, for East Peoria, 17 out of 43 in field goal shooting, 39.5%. 7 for 23 in three-point shooting, 30.4%. 11 of 14 in free throws, 64.7%. At 24 total rebounds, 10 offensive, 11 total turnovers. For the Gant Little Giants, shooting 25 out of 46 in field goals, 54.3%. 11 of 17 in three-point shooting, 64.7%. 9 of 14 in free throws, 64.3%. 28 total rebounds, 10 offensive, 10 total turnovers. Points in the paint, East Peoria with 12, Gant Little Giants with 28.
Good numbers, man. Like it the way that they crunch out tonight. Little Giants individually tonight, Canton with 70. And again, in this game tonight, they have 9 players score, just like the girls did. 2 points from Caleb Miller and Evan Otto with a point. Garrett Brandt led all scorers with 21. He had 6 threes tonight. Preston Taylor with 5. Cooper Smith with 10. Also scoring, Blake Murphy chipped in the fourth period with a 3-point shot. Luke Randall, 3 field goals with 6. Clay Schrader, 3 field goal. That's 3 field goals with 6. And also Lucas Ketchum tonight. And again, 4 field goals, 3 of 5 from the free throw line for his 11. Little Giants 70 on the night. East Peoria had 2 points from Brandon Pates. He had Braden Lowry with 5, Brock Crippen with 5, Eli Bennett with 11, Braden Weber with 8, Mitch Engel with 9, Grant Hagedorn with 10, and Mike Fuller with 2. Give them a lot of credit. They hung in there despite missing a couple of their players. They tried to, again, match us with some 3 shooting tonight, and they kept in the game until about the middle part of the third, and then we pulled away. And again, it's 70-52. East Peoria now 3-4 overall, 1-3 in the conference. Canton now 6-1 and 3-1 in the Mid-Illini Conference. Bobby, a quick comment, and we'll slide out of here and get ready for Coach's Roundtable tomorrow morning here from Hy-Vee.
I like coming in the house and walking out 2-0. It's a nice feeling to have. You know, I thought both games were well played.
Yep.
I think our defense, you know, created some offense. I thought both teams did a much better job passing. I think the open jump shots, you know, once they start to fall for both teams, you can see how advantageous it is for everybody else to want to get involved. And I think, you know, playing the way both teams have played, one, it'll give the girls another chance to prepare for a tough opponent on Tuesday in Morton. And I think for the boys' program, I think it's a nice time to work on some things
yep.
and, you know, tinker a little bit with what you're trying to accomplish as far as a group and prepare yourself for a very impactful but fun Macomb Holiday Tournament.
Girls win tonight 54-31. They're 8-3, 2-2 in the conference. And, again, they break that 3-game losing streak in the nightcap. We make it a sweep. Canton 70, East Peoria 52. That wraps up the postgame show. It's brought to you by Big Rack Steakhouse for, again, Megan, our engineer, back to the studios. Again, for Bob, I'm Leon. Tomorrow will be a Coach's Roundtable live from Hy-Vee, 9:05. Tomorrow night on the road, we get Farmington. A good matchup there. Illini Bluffs at Farmington tomorrow night, 6:30. On CD Country 107.9 FM. Everybody drive safe and stay safe as you head in through your weekend. That'll wrap up our broadcast tonight. Double win tonight for the boys and girls against East Peoria here from Alice Ingersoll Gym. So long tonight from the Grand Old Lady.